AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A batch of economic numbers today. Mortgage rates have reached their highest level in more than 20 years. Mike Kempen has that number.
Freddie Mac says the average rate on the benchmark 30-year home loan rose to 7.09%, the highest it has been since April 2002. One economist says crossing the 7% mortgage rate threshold could result in a major contraction in the housing market this fall. Mike Kemp in Washington.
The labor market continues to show strength. Applications for jobless claims fell again last week. Overall, 1.72 million people were collecting unemployment benefits the week that ended August 5th. President Biden has been pushing the positive impact of his economic policies, but Sagar Meghani reports he's having trouble getting the public on board.
We have a plan that's running, turning things around.
The president's devoted the past several weeks to touting the plan, while noting yesterday there's more to do.
I'm not here to declare victory on the economy.
And a new poll indicates most Americans say he shouldn't. Only 36% in an AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research survey approve of the president's economic handling, lower than his 42% overall approval rating. Amid signs of an improving economic outlook, both numbers have barely budged the past 18 months. Just 65% of Democrats approve of his economic leadership. Only 24% of Americans overall want him to run for another term. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks fell for a third straight day. The S&P 500 and the Dow each lost 0.8%. A massive wildfire is threatening the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories, all 20,000 residents of Yellowknife being advised to evacuate by noon tomorrow. Hurricane Hilary is strengthened to a Category 2 off Mexico's Pacific coast, and a 6.3 magnitude earthquake shook Colombia's capital, Bogota, today. This is AP News. Debates over the participation of transgender people are emerging in chess. Charles Deledesma has this story.
The world's top chess federation has ruled that transgender women cannot compete in its official events for females until an assessment of gender change is made by its officials. The decision by the Switzerland-based federation FIDE has drawn criticism from advocacy groups and supporters of transgender rights. It says the participation of transgender women would depend on an analysis of individual cases that could take up to 2 years. It acknowledges that questions regarding transgender players are an evolving issue for chess and that its policy may need to be revised in the future in line with research evidence. Many sports involving intense physical activity, which chess does not, have been grappling with how to formulate policies towards transgender athletes over recent years. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.